Kevin's birthday, Carrie.
Oh, I know what I could do.
No one would notice if I just did that.
Yeah, you could. It would be the Daniel and Tat, Daniel and Sassy show.
Yeah.
What do you need to? We just need to. Let's go ahead. Let's do this.
I already said it.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, let's kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Tea with Honey. When you have a co-host that's lost his voice and maybe has laryngitis or maybe he's just faking it, whatever, you should always have his boyfriend give him some tea with honey, because tea with honey is what every fucking person in the world tells you to drink when you have a sore throat. Check them out on teawithhoney.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a soothing checkout. Discount. Shit. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the tea with honey free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. We have Cafe Verona Starbucks.
I know. You're the tea with honey free state. That's what I'm saying. So that's why you're drinking not tea with honey. You're drinking Cafe.
Yeah.
Kathy. You're drinking Kathy Verona, who, by the way, is Kathy Bacon's cousin, I'm pretty sure. It's like the Verona and the Bacons. They get together every year. You know, they have their summer picnic. Verona sit on one side of the park, the Bacon sit on the other side of the park, and it's you know, a good time is had by all. But just a rousing
dipped cones.
Yeah, dipped cones, rousing games of Red Rover. It's fun. It really is fun. you know what, Adam? It is 10:13 p.m. on an evening, on a Tuesday evening, to be specific. actually, Tuesday evening, January 6th, 2015, to be very specific. And that could, of course, mean one thing and one thing only. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's greatest and most wonderful chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening in the chat room?
We have Jada, Tristan, Carrie, someone who can't change their nick, RT Cruiser, Wes Stone is in the chat room.
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Yeah, we have that blue jeans guy, Wit, who I believe lives near me. And someone by the name of Roe,
I'm pretty sure
that just left.
Right. Fine. Len Roe left. Screwed Roe. Anyway, we also apparently are playing the game of telephone tonight. You know, like in the old days, you would play the game of telephone by sitting around in a circle and you would, you know, one person would come up with a message and they'd whisper to the person next to him and go all the way around the circle and then it would come back. And then, you know, you compare the message that had gone all the way back to the message that came back. We are playing the high-tech modern version of telephone tonight. We have Joe Batance on one side of California sending a text message to us to relay to Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone on just a slightly different part of California, about 2 or 3 hours away from him. But he is he's sending it to us so that we can relay the message to Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, and he is doing backwards. And so we're making sure to fuck up the messages as we get them. Just to, you know, in the keeping the spirit of the game telephone, we are to mess up the Oh, and the newest message coming in is from Joe Batance going to Dr. Wesley Stone. That abscess probably isn't anything to worry about, is what I'm supposed to tell you. So there you go. And we will continue to pass those messages along because, you know, that's what we like to do. Hi, Adam. How are you? You know, I can't help but notice that you sound a bit hoarse.
Well, I'm doing fabulous. Can't you tell? I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing okay. I went to the doctor. As everyone can hear, I sound a bit I sound a bit froggy. Is that what they say? Froggy?
Only if you're in Canada.
Yeah, so I don't even know. I'm just looking at something. Give me 1 second. So, yeah, I don't know exactly what's wrong with me. The trained professional called it laryngitis, although I have a little bit of a sniffly nose and cough as well, so I don't know if that still counts. But for the most part, I've got oral steroids.
Oh, and, nice, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like shots, you see. And, you know, the funny thing
that this all
really
feeds into you being a top, right? You don't like shots.
I don't like shots.
I don't like injections.
I can't. Anyway, anything that sticks in you. Although my grandma, I'll get into that later. But
you will stick it in your mouth. But you will. You will stick it in your mouth. You just don't like it stuck in you.
Apparently, the needles nowadays, for at least for diabetes, are so small. that you just barely touch it against your skin and it just goes in. Like there's no, and she says she can't even feel it.
Like a hot dog in a hallway.
Yeah. So, I guess it's smaller than your pores or something. I don't know. I have no clue. But anyway, so yes, I am.
It's a microscopic needle that that you can't even see.
It's like a hair.
It's just a
like
hair.
Smaller than hair.
It's just a hair. But, yet like Superman's hair because it is strong enough to pierce your skin.
Yeah. So yes. I apologize to the listeners if my voice is hard to listen to.
No, they're saying they like it. They're saying
but I'm
that,
very,
you know,
I'm very devoted.
It is, you know, Joe Batanza is going to have to completely change his imitation of you.
Yeah.
And now have to, you know, go to I don't know, more of a Kim Carnesy kind of a sounding kind of a thing. Yeah.
There's nothing I can do though. This is the way I sound at least for the next day or two. So
excellent. Yeah. So you had a good week other than that? I mean, were you sick all week or did you, I mean, cause last time we talked, no. It was before New Year's.
Well, you know, I had the, it's funny. It's, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh,
with my life that I get interrupted by the death phone.
I don't know. You know, I think last time I got interrupted by two. Oh, I have to hit play.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Just ringing in. Tommy Smelly's slipper died today. Just saw it on Facebook. Picture was pretty gruesome. Bye.
No inanimate objects. I'm sorry. Tommy Smelly's slipper. This is what we've come to now. Tommy Smelly's slipper.
Well, you know, I'm just, I don't want to offend anyone by not putting their call in the list. I don't want to preemptively make those decisions. So, but anyway, so yeah, so I had the food poisoning or whatever that was.
You had the, yes, that's right. Because you had cooked yourself a dinner and then got food poisoning and the two were not related.
It was not related because what I cooked was like a week before. But anyway, so I thought that was going away or gone pretty much. And then we had this New Year's Eve celebration.
Yes.
And I cooked all this stuff that I mentioned I was going to cook. And we went to, I think I was cooking it or something or planning it whenever we recorded. But we went to the party. But about 2 or 3 hours before the party, my stomach decided that it wanted to be upset again. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it didn't ask me. It didn't like consult with me and say, hey, would you, you know, and I'm going to a Filipino potluck, you know, with an upset stomach.
Maybe you're just allergic to Filipinos.
I don't think so. It was a Thai restaurant.
Okay.
So anyway, so I go and it was okay. I didn't eat. But the problem is, they're like most cultures. They're very, you know, they eat to celebrate. You know, that's a big thing for them.
Right. Yeah. Unlike Americans, those Filipino folks, they eat.
No, I'm saying like most cultures, you know, that's a big thing. Like you, everybody prepares something and brings it as you would with potluck.
Right.
And I'm not eating. So everybody is coming up to me. Oh, Adam, why are you not eating? You know, and I'm having to explain over and over and over again. Well, I think I got food poisoning and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I spent the whole evening explaining to people why I couldn't eat because, you know, my stomach was upset. And then I spent the last 2 hours after New Year's. I sent that lovely picture out. I put the picture on Facebook or whatever of Mark and I.
Yeah, that was fun.
And what, you didn't like the picture?
Oh, no, sorry. Never mind. Go ahead. Move on. Move forward.
And so, I put that on Facebook and then after that, they decided to have a version of Filipino karaoke. So for the last 2 hours from like 1 a.m. to 3 in the morning, I sat there with an upset stomach listening to people sing Filipino words that I had no idea what they were.
I'm a limestone cowboy.
So I really have to learn. I really have to learn their language because
you know, I almost did that. You know, Adam, I almost did this for you, but I didn't think you would do it. I didn't think you would follow through with it, which is why I didn't do it for you. I had up on the Amazon. I had the Rosetta Stone Tagalog, you know, whatever the learn to speak Tagalog or whatever conversation.
Tagalog.
Yeah, that I had that up in the in my checkout box. Or checkout basket there.
That's very expensive.
No, you can get the conversational one for like under $100.
I don't know. I'm not good at following through with languages.
See, this is exactly why I didn't get it for you.
I want to, and I think he would like it if I did. Because
why
I
don't
think,
you ask? You know, if only you had a native speaker of the language there that could possibly teach you. Oh wait, you do. Well, you know, why don't you like talk
maybe
to,
one day? One day.
Why don't you? Why don't you? He would be someone you could practice with. You, honestly, you would take like 30 minutes a night or whatever, and basically it'd be the, you know, the Tagalog half hour comedy hour or whatever. You know, you just sit there and he could just speak to you and teach you how to speak back. And
well, I'll report back on that.
You're not going to do that, are you?
When I first met him and I tried to get an app to learn, he made fun of me. Like, you know.
Yes, but we've proven before that, you know, just someone making a comment, you think they're making fun of you. All right, let's move on to our next phone call here. Let's see who this might possibly be. Yes, hello.
Well, hello, it's Orthogonza. Stuart Scott, long-time ESPN anchor, dies at age 49. We don't get ESPN over here, but, well, he died anyway.
Is that supposed to be RT Cruiser? Is that RT Cruiser?
It's supposed
to be. That's RT. Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, it's all Orthogonza Cruiser.
Yeah, RT Cruiser. Yeah, exactly. So, RT Cruiser, sports ball guy. You got to give it to him because sports ball guy. So,
all right.
Yeah.
It's in the list.
Congratulations, RT Cruiser, for that one. So, you know, I had a fun New Year's. So Fatty was here, obviously.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard his show this week when he was trying to recap what he was, and he's like, I came in on Tuesday night and I can't remember what we did on Tuesday. And I can't remember. And I'm like sitting there texting him going, if only there was some recorded evidence of what you did Tuesday night, you asshole, you were on our show.
Yeah.
He sat here for 3 hours and did DI Plus. Anyway,
he didn't want to promote another show.
He's kind of like Wesley Stone back when he went to that barbecue restaurant and couldn't remember who was sitting next to him on his left, even though he could remember every other person at the table, and he couldn't remember that I was sitting directly next to him on his left. I'm a very easy person to overlook, I guess. So we went to Kevin and Brian's on for New Year's Eve. It was very fun. Big Fatty, unfortunately, he hadn't really eaten much that day, and then Kevin made him a really strong drink, so he was really drunk really early. He was just like, "Oh, it's got to be like 11:30 now. We should go into the other room and look." And it's like, "Fatty, it's 9:15."
Well, you know, he goes to bed at like 7 in the evening anyway.
He was he was just fucked up, and Robert got fucked up, and so on our way back home, I was a designated driver, so on the way back home I had two very drunk people in the car.
That is not fun.
That was not fun at all.
It's not fun.
Yeah, and that was what I was gonna say, that the message on Facebook, your picture that you posted on Facebook, one of the two drunk people actually commented on it, and it was just a very bitter kind of a post, and I was just like, oh great. So anyway,
I saw that.
So the point is that so we did the New Year's Eve with Kevin and Brian on Wednesday night, and then on Thursday day, New Year's Day, we went to, I don't remember what we did on New Year's Day. We went somewhere. But for dinner that night, we went out with Kevin and Brian again and with Lurie Dean and had a lovely steak thing. He talks about all of that on his podcast. I mean, the real fun was Friday night, because we were originally going to go into the Eagle. Going to New York City.
Why did you not go to the Eagle?
It was a combination of it being a long way, which doesn't bother me, but because you don't have to drive, you take the train and the subway and stuff. The real thing is that he was freezing his ass off up here. I mean, now it wasn't, you know, I mean, it's New England in the winter. What are you going to do, right? It's like 20 degrees outside. It's not like tonight, where tonight's, you know, I think 8 degrees was the last I looked. It was 8 outside tonight. So it was not like biting cold. You know, it was up in the 20s and the 30s. But anyway, the closest subway stop to the Eagle is probably about a half mile away from it. So you would have to walk through the streets, in the freezing cold to get to the Eagle from the subway stop and then walk back. And he was very, very cold. And it was just kind of like one of those, like, I thought he would die.
That's the thing. So I don't know about you. I don't know how it is up there. But normally when you go to a club, you're not wanting to wear a big puffy coat.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Right. And so then you would have you'd have to do the coat check. I mean, everything up here is set up for cold weather, right? So there's coat checks at all these bars and everything. So it's like, but he would have had to do the coat check for it, and he would have had to do all that. And so I'm like, he was like, let's just go to somewhere in Connecticut. And there's only three bars in Connecticut. There's only three gay bars in Connecticut. And so we went to the one, we'll just call it the Patrick's Pub North, here in Fairfield County, what's it called? Trevi Lounge or whatever. So we were there. And so we got there about, about 9:30 or so. And there was nobody there. We were the only ones there. there was a handful of people at the bar. But Fatty started doing this thing where he would be having these conversations. And for some reason, every single time the songs, because at this point there was no DJ there yet, right? It was just kind of music playing off of their CD collection or their streaming connection, you know, whatever it was. So there was pauses between the songs. And right. So every time a song would end, Fatty would say something really, really loud because he had been talking really, really loud while the music was going. So it would be like, here, let me try to recreate this a little bit. So he would be there doing, you know, the... Show my mother. She went. She told the lady there's no possible way that it could have been me because I had a complete hysterectomy. And it was just kind of. And then everyone would look at him and he wouldn't know, you know, and it was just.
And he has a loud voice when he wants
he
to.
He does. And then he'd go, oh, well, that was too loud. And then, you know, then the song would start back up. And they'd be like, you know, like, and, you know, the difference between, you know, the reason that I like the black gentleman's collar is because black people suck. You know, it was just very, it was just.
I love it how he's talking about a hysterectomy.
Right.
You know, where.
Yeah. It's just, I'm trying to comment. I don't remember exactly what he was talking about, but we have a message coming in from Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone to Joe Patance. Wants to know if you have any, Joe, Wes would like to know if you have any good recipes for Middle Eastern food. I believe we also had another message going back or the other way. I'm not really sure. I don't know if you got that. Oh, darn. This is going to be one of those shows, I can just tell. Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Joe Buhacker. I'm calling because former governor of New York State, Mario Cuomo, who is also the father of the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, has died. Okay, that's it. Bye. Happy New Year.
Okay, so Governor Cuomo has died. So add Joey Buhacker to the.
I will do that. So yes, I got the. I will read. I will that. So Joe Batance would like for me to tell Wes Stone that most people leave Filipino parties with an upset stomach.
Okay, great. Oh, this is just going to be one of those fucking shows, isn't it? All right. So here's the other good news, though. I'm just going to move forward to that. I've had to be kind of, I don't know, I've been kind of low key in the last several shows and everything because I'm still in a one bedroom apartment. I'm up in the loft. There's no walls between me and the people downstairs.
Trying to be considerate.
I'm trying to be very considerate of people and not, you know, be really loud and everything like that. That all ends in 2 weeks because I just got word from the new apartment complex. I am approved. I will be moving into the new apartment complex Saturday the 17th. So what is that, 10 days from the date this show is posted or 11 days from now? I will be moving in. The furniture won't be there for another several days after that. But anyway, I will be in my own place January 17th. And so then I won't have to be as, I don't know.
So are you going to be podcasting from the floor?
Well, no.
Or something?
No, I mean...
furniture?
I just got word from the place that I got approved, so now I have to, like, find a moving company and see when they can move. Now, that is the MLK weekend, so I don't know if Monday is considered a holiday. I know Monday is a holiday for us at work, the 19th, but I don't know if it's a holiday for, you know, movers or whatever, if they're going to charge more for... Anyway, the point is, I will figure out... I don't know that I can get moving company for the 17th at this date, but if I can, I will. Otherwise, it'll, you know, be sometime shortly after that.
It's always interesting when you move, for me... Because what I see on your side of the studio is normally a white wall with stuff on it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And each time you've moved, I've pretty much seen a white wall with stuff on it.
Oh, that is not true, Adam. That is absolutely not
curious.
True. I'm going to challenge that, right? Because when I lived in, when I first moved up here in Rocky Hill, I did not have a white wall behind me. Remember, I had a big Perry the Platypus thing hanging on the wall back.
Platypus thing back there.
Hanging on the wall back behind me. When I moved to downtown New Haven, downtown New Haven was behind me because I was, you know, the camera was pointing out towards the windows back behind me, which overlooked downtown. So there was downtown New Haven was back behind me. It wasn't until I moved into this apartment, actually the apartment prior to this, which is in the same building and same floor, but that I went to the white walls and everything. I don't know where I'm going to set up the studio at this point in time. I don't know. I have the option here. Maybe you can help me out with this. So it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment.
Okay. One of the bedrooms, probably.
Well, should it be one of the bedrooms since I'm going to live there by myself, or should it just be the so-called dining room area? Because I don't have a dining room. I would never in my life use a dining room table. So it's like, there's this big area right there next to the kitchen that I could put the computer and you know, the big desk and stuff like that. And then I would have a bedroom for guests or whatever. If someone came and visited or whatever, I'd have a second bedroom.
I mean, I guess it depends. So for me, I like recording in an enclosed room. It's better for acoustics.
True.
And all the equipment can kind of be, you know, if I have people over or something, I don't have like a studio in the middle of my, you know, living room or something. But it depends on if you care, really, because you'll be in that room more, obviously, because your TV and all that will be in there. So I guess it's whatever you want to do. I think acoustically, a smaller room is better.
I thought about that, but then at the same time, I don't do a lot of room recording, right? So like the gain on my microphone is turned way the fuck down. Right. I mean, I'm basically eating this microphone and then it's running through a compressor limiter and then back through the thing. So it's like, even if I was in a very echoey room, you wouldn't hear the echo in the way that I talk into the microphone. So
you're probably just going to have to get there and see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to kind of figure, because I could do the one bedroom, right? I could do just one of the bedrooms, the one that faces the outside. So I'm on the corner apartment. So one of the bedrooms is on the wall that faces the outside. So probably I would go there so that I wouldn't be like keeping someone up by talking in the room, you know, in a shared wall between them and their bedroom. But that bedroom that is up against the wall there has, you know, is set up as the master bedroom because it has a bathroom that you can only get to from it. Whereas the other bedroom...
Or you could just have your studio in your bedroom. Then, you know, you could just record all the way up until you fall asleep and just fall back into the bed.
That's true. I could just, yeah, do it there. I just could. I don't know.
You could do your porn podcast from the bed.
So there you go. I could just do the porn podcast from the bed because, you know, God knows that people love that. There's a visual that nobody wanted tonight. All right, let's move on to our next one. Hello. We have a lot of them tonight, don't we?
Hello, Daniel and Anna. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, calling in with a twofer for the Celebrity Death Song. We have Little Jimmy Dickens, who is a country star and Grand Ole Opry member for many, many years, who has passed away. And we also have Donna Douglas, who played Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies. So Hillbilly Heaven is a couple people bigger tonight. So Ellie Mae and Little Jimmy Dickens are no more for this world.
Okay.
Bye.
So I'm gonna go this and then that. What do you say?
Well, he can't get Donna because he wasn't the first caller for Donna.
I've never heard of this Little Jimmy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you call the Celebrity Death phone,
don't do a twofer.
There is one person per thing because it's very difficult for me to figure out whether you lost on one and won on the other one. It's all timed.
All right, fine. So then it's basically down to Little Jimmy. So is Little Jimmy, I've never heard of this person. Yes or no? What is it up? It's up to you.
I'm. It doesn't matter to me. So if you say no, then I'll say no as well.
Just tell me, yes or no?
No.
There you go. So sorry, David. You know, I tried, David. I tried for you. and then Adam was just like, no. Adam was just like, never.
Whatever. I was agreeing with you. Oh, yeah. Blame it on me.
What the hell? Now they're yelling at me. Just go ahead. Put David Blue Jeans guy down for...
I actually typed it in, and then when you didn't want to do it, I erased it, and now I have to type it in again.
You have to type it back in again?
I wonder if I can control Z.
Yeah, the real problem that, you know, typing it back in and everything is just a real pain in the ass. Oh, sorry.
It is, but I've done it. Exactly. Control Z works in Google spreadsheets.
Excellent.
So really quickly, I'll just say...
There's no quick.
This last weekend, my grandmother has developed diabetes, and she's 92.
Now, has Mike Lawson gotten in touch with her yet?
No, but I probably need to. She has all this information, and like... They give her this list of, quote, free foods. And she's like thinking that she can, if it's on this free list, that she can eat just as much.
Right, exactly.
And they're having to watch her every minute. Because, you know, older people, they're not used to watching what they eat.
Right.
You know, and so.
Unless they were fat. If they were fat in life, you know, if they were fat normally, then they are used to watching what they eat. Here's what I found. I'm not to derail your story, but I found that guys that were really thin in high school, once they've reached my age, are now really chubby because they never ever had to watch what they were eating. And now that their metabolism has slowed down, they're still eating like they have always eaten their entire life. Whereas those of us who were struggling with our weight in high school are about the same size now because we're just kind of used to like watching what we eat and kind of struggling with it. You know what I'm saying?
I call that karma. That's what I call that. All those skinny bitches. Anyway, yeah, it's true. And my grandma's always the one that cooked all the cakes and pies and brownies and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Now, are those on her free list? Because that does not sound like very sound diabetic advice.
So she was at, she lives with my parents, but they're out of town. So she was at my other aunt's house, who lives about 3 hours away from here. Mm-hmm. So my mom asked me to go and spend the night with my aunt on
Saturday.
Why
didn't she come
night.
To your house? Or is it family-wide that no one will come to your house? Or
apparently so. Well, I couldn't have. It's too much. I go to work and stuff, and she needs people there to take care of her.
Well, Sydney would
anyway. Right. So... So I drive over to my aunt's, and it was fun. They like to play games, and I like to play games. So we played a card game. We played a dice game. Yeah. We had burgers.
Card game and dice. You played blackjack and craps, and you basically played, you took her for about $200. But
no,
you know,
we played
it was great.
Crazy
it was great
eight.
Fun, yeah.
Have you ever played Crazy Eight? It's almost exactly like Uno.
Yeah, I think I had a deck. I think I had a special Crazy Eight deck when I was a kid.
It's almost exactly Uno. Except it's played with face cards, like, right. You know, regular cards. Anyway, it was fun. But my grandma, so I'm coming back the next day. And
The big innovation that Uno came up with was the reverse card and the draw two card, which were not in Crazy Eights.
Well, Crazy Eights has that, you see. The king is reverse.
No, that was added later.
Well, it is now. Okay. The king is reverse and the two is draw two. Except in Crazy Eights, at least the rules that we played, if you put a two down, the next person has to draw a two unless they also have a two.
Yes.
If they put a two down, then the next person has to draw a four. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth.
Now, when you play Monopoly, do you have that free parking thing that's just like cash out in the middle? And
yeah, you put money in the middle. See, okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
You guys just cheat. You guys don't care what the scientific creation of the game or whatever. You're just like willy-nilly, whatever the fuck the rules are. Whatever the rules. You probably don't play Chutes and Ladders correctly either, but I won't go there.
It wasn't my rules. It was house rules. I was at somebody else's house, and I had never played Crazy Eights.
All right,
before,
so your diabetic grandmother, yes.
Yeah.
Or aunt. Was it aunt or grandmother?
Grandmother. So we're on our way back, and I'm trying to, and there are all these things, like she has to eat at certain times and prick her finger at certain times and do all this stuff, you know, and my other aunt was supposed to be driving up to stay with my grandma until my parents get back, and she was later than we thought, and I was all worried because I'm all these things that I have to know how to do, and I thought, I'm going to have to give my grandma a shot, but we're on our way back. And she wants a drink to have with one of her snacks that we had packed for her.
Yes.
And so I stop at McDonald's and I say, you know, what do you want to drink? Because I was thinking, oh, she'll get water or milk or, you know, unsweet tea or a diet drink or something like that. She says, I think I want a Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
I'm like, no, you can't have Dr. Pepper. So I felt like, you know, my 92-year-old grandma, I'm like being the, you know, principal or something, you know, telling her what she can do. But we settled on unsweet tea.
Unsweet tea. So you talked her down from Dr. Pepper to unsweet tea.
Well, yeah. Well, that's okay because artificial sweetener is okay. You just can't have a bunch of real sugar.
So what are the? So, I want to know what are these things on the free list? Because what was it on the free list that you just kept eating?
Oh, I don't remember. But I don't remember at all. But there's like this list of things.
Wait, hold that thought. Maybe you can think of them.
Hey, if this is a celebrity death phone, I'd like to report a death. Kaylee Cuoco's career. Or at least I certainly hope so. Thank you.
Aww.
We don't, careers are not celebrities.
Now, although I recognize that as being Matt from Spanking B. Arthur, he did not say who it was.
And there was no, yeah you didn't tell us who you are.
So, yeah. Sorry. Multiple technical fouls there. what did she say? What was the thing that Kaylee said?
I have no clue.
Maybe if only there was some kind of network system of computers where we could look this up. What was her name?
You're better
Kaylee
at Googling.
Kaylee Cuoco. What did you say, lady? What was your thing? Oh, she apologized. Ah, there you go. So she apologized. It doesn't matter. She says she's sorry if people were offended by her recent comments on feminism. Now, that's the best kind of apology because she's not actually apologizing for what she said.
Right.
She just apologized. Sorry if you were offended by what I said. let's see. She was quoted in Redbook magazine as saying that she enjoys cooking for and serving her husband and was never that feminist girl demanding equality. Nico in the chat room wants to know who she is. She is, what's her name from The Big Bang
Theory? She's on The Big Bang Theory.
She's Penny. Penny from The Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
And she plays William Shatner's daughter on the Priceline commercials.
Well, there you go. There you go. whatever she plays on it. Anyway, so there she goes. She apologizes if people were offended. She's not, she doesn't apologize for what she said. She just apologizes if you, you know, you demanding feminist bitch, if you got offended by her, then she's sorry. She's sorry.
That statement that you read, I personally don't find offensive.
Why?
Why don't I?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
She's saying that she enjoys serving her husband.
Well, if that was the end, wait, if that was the end of the statement, then that would be great. I mean, they don't have a, I don't think anyone has a problem with saying that she enjoys cooking for and serving her husband. I don't think anyone in their right mind would has a realistic problem with that. What they have a problem with is the second part of that sentence. She was never that feminist girl demanding equality.
Well, you know,
like she was never that whiny feminist girl demanding equality. It's like
I, you know, it's I like, don't want to make any statements for which someone will call the celebrity death phone and say that my career should die.
I'm just saying
my podcasting celebrity. So I'll just leave it there.
Whatever.
I want to maintain my podcast celebrity status.
I'm just saying. I often, you know, anyway, I want to get into that. All right, let's move to our next phone call here real quick.
Yeah, hi guys. I see Cruiser for the Celebrity Death of the Day phone. Francesca Hilton, daughter of Zsa Gabor and daughter of Conrad Hilton, dead at 67. I guess she's related to that trollop Paris as well. Okay, bye.
But is she a celebrity?
No. The only Hiltons that are famous are Conrad and Paris. Sorry, none of the other ones.
Okay.
Because no one would know who they were, right? Francesca, you know, Hilton. Nobody knows.
The only way you would know who that was is you'd say, is she related to Conrad or Paris?
Oh, is that Paris's dog, Francesca?
Right.
You know, something like that. So, no. Sorry, not going to go there. All right, let's see. Oh, we have so many fucking phone calls. Wow, there were so many dead people this year. It's like there's one here for Adam's voice. There's one here for the energy of the show. There's one here for just DI Plus in general. let's just do this. The news.
I'm trying to bring as much energy as I can.
It's not you. It is not you.
It's
Adam. It is completely me. You know what? I honestly kind of feel like I should bow out of doing this show for the next several weeks until I'm at the new place.
People love us with or without energy.
No, and I think I'm going to scare them away between now and then. It's just difficult. That's all. And it's just like, I don't know what else to do. I mean, so it's like we could either go on hiatus for several weeks or someone else could come in and do it. I feel like I'm just like killing the show slowly.
Well, we can have a show meeting off air.
All right, fine.
A KFC outlet and other restaurants have been closed by health officials after a rat was caught on camera causing panic in a food court as it scavenged for scraps.
Now, was this at Disney? Because, you know, maybe it was, you know, maybe it was thematic.
Maybe so. No, the rat looks like, well, actually, I don't know if that's an actual picture of the rat. There is a video, but this is an audio show. So
yeah.
The footage shows a large rat scurrying across the floor of the food court in a shopping center in the Peruvian capital of Lima, with KFC visible in the background.
Oh, well, it's clearly it was heading to KFC.
It was hungry. Diners are seen fleeing in terror. Yeah, letting out loud shrieks as the disease-carrying rodent runs across the ground where people are eating. One man, thought to be a member of the shopping mall security team, stands over the rat, gripping a handheld radio.
Explain this to me, Adam. Explain this to me. If it had been a feral cat running across the floor, it carries just as many diseases. It's like if a feral cat, you know, a wild feral cat that has all kinds of diseases ran across the floor. No, people wouldn't be like running away in terror. They'd be leaning down, I'm going to pet the cat. They just like sit there and pet the cat with all the diseases and fleas and everything all over there because it's a cat. And it's like, why? Why do people get frightened of a rat? Why are they running from a rat?
It actually depends on what country you're in, because in some they would think an ingredient escaped.
Oh, I get it. That's very funny.
Thank you.
They don't actually use cats.
That is an
urban myth.
You know, I think this is just Ratatouille.
It is. Now, was the rat on top of a goofy cook's head magically being able to steer and control his movements by pulling on his hair? Somehow this genetically deformed chef whose hair actually controls the muscle movement in his arms and face.
He was helping him put the magic KFC spices, herbs, and spices.
The 11 herbs and spices, the carefully guarded secret of the 11 herbs and spices, and one of them is rat.
Yep. So in Las Vegas,
in Las Vegas,
we're familiar with.
We are. You know what? I took Fatty to the Shake Shack here in Connecticut, and I'm telling you, we were looking at the other locations because they just started branching out recently, and there's a Shake Shack in Las Vegas. So when we're at Pride 48 this year, baby, we are going to Shake Shack. All you In and Out lovers out there, forget about that crap. You need to go to Shake Shack. Go ahead.
So in Las Vegas, this is not Shake Shack, but a man was stuck dangling from a zip line about 80 feet above a street for nearly an hour.
Now, is this during Mark and Ed's zip line adventure that they did? Are we just now hearing about this?
It was published on January 2nd, so I'm not sure. But he was stuck for an hour, and he rescued eventually by firefighters. The Las Vegas Fire and Rescue spokesman said firefighters rescued the rider from Slotzilla at the downtown Fremont Street Experience shortly after 3 p.m. on Friday. He says a passerby called at 2:34 to report a man stuck above 4th Street about 2 p.m.
Wait, so someone had to report him being stuck on a zip? Aren't there people that operate the zip lines? What are they doing? Aren't they, theoretically, don't they have other people waiting to go on the zip? Well, I can't let you on yet because the...
Right.
No, the other guy hasn't gotten off.
This tourist is taking too many photos on the...
Sorry, people, I can't. Can't let you on yet. Safety regulations say there can only be one person on there. And it's like somebody in line, like somebody like 10th or 11th in line is finally, Jesus, someone call and like report. Yeah, they're like, we're waiting in line for the zip line and this dude is.
Maybe they got it confused with the high roller because they thought it was a much longer experience than what it was, you know.
You ever see that South Park episode with them on the zip line? Zip lines, yay!
I have not.
You know, zip lines... I'm sorry. I know some people like them or whatever, but zip lines, honestly, they go about a mile and a half. They're very slow.
I don't really see the point in a zip line. If you really want, because here's the deal. I think a zip line is like a...
Now, bungee jumping, I'll do that.
Yeah. Zip lining is like a watered-down version of bungee jumping.
No, it's not. No, it's a watered-down version of, like a swing in the backyard. It's just like...
Something like that.
Really just like... You get a gentle breeze on your face. It's like, yeah, it's high up. So, yeah, it's pretty, but it's not fast.
Now, I have one more story, and this is only as a public service announcement.
Only as a public service announcement.
Because I don't know if people were aware.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we got a lot of phone calls here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your news here. Let's just see what this is real quick.
Celebrity Death Phone, I wanted to tell you that Edward Herman is dead. He was in the Gilmore Girls. He was 71, and he's dead. And strangely, he died this morning in a hospital in New York when Big Fatty was visiting. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, did anyone else call for that?
No, but I would have given it to him had they told us who they were.
Had Matt actually said who he was, he would have gotten...
Sorry.
There.
So my public service announcement,
because he kind of started off like he was trying to be RT Cruiser, right?
Yeah.
Like he kind of like, you know, started off with the fake RT Cruiser voice, and you know, it's like, but he never said who he was. Matt.
He didn't even say that though.
Right. Matt.
This is RT Cruiser. You could at least.
We had no idea who that was that called Matt.
I have so many people in my database now. Like,
Carrie says that she called
hold
for
on,
him.
Hold on, hold on.
Carrie said that she called for him.
Let me look. Hold on. One second.
I don't see a Carrie on the losers list down here.
I didn't put Lugers in.
You didn't
today.
Put Lugers in tonight?
I didn't put Lugers in.
While you're looking, let me just go ahead and take this next one. Yes. Hello.
Hi, guys. This is Aki Kuza calling to the Celebrity Death Phone to inform you that Beverly Hillbilly Ellie Mae Donna Douglas dies at 81. Dead at 81.
Thank you. There
you
go. And that, David, is the Blue Jeans guy, is why you didn't know. But that one, because you were beaten out by RT Cruiser from Danbury. Yes.
I know.
You don't see Carrie
called.
I don't see Carrie. So anyway, there you go. Put RT Cruiser down for Donna Douglas.
Oh, wait. What's his last name?
Edward Scissorhands? I don't know.
I totally fucked that up. So actually it wasn't Carrie though. Let me fix this. Hold on.
Well, this is exciting podcasting.
One second, ladies and gentlemen.
This is exciting. Oh, it's Herman. Oh, and someone else earlier up in the chat room said that Perez Hilton is another famous Hilton.
Oh, yeah. We would have accepted Perez.
Well, I would say infamous. I don't know that. I would say famous. Which is kind of like the difference between flammable and inflammable, I think.
I think this is it. Try that one. It's at the very bottom, and it's TJ.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to this.
Totally maybe this
unrun,
is it.
Unrun phone call.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys, it's TJ from Nowhere, or also known as TJ from Squareopolis, and I am calling the Celebrity Death Line for, excuse me, Edward Herman, who died this morning, December 31st, and he was not only on Broadway, he was in movies and television. Probably most Pride 48 people know him from the being the patriarch of the Gilmore Girls.
The patriarch.
So, yeah, it's kind of sad. He was also in Overboard, which was a movie I kind of like. Anyway, yeah, there it is.
Congratulations, Mayor TJ. So,
sorry, TJ was before you, Carrie.
Yeah, sorry, Carrie. So,
and
TJ,
I was confused because whoever the first person was said Stewart. Or something.
He didn't even say who he was, so we don't even know. It doesn't matter. It's all right. We're good. We're good. Let's move on. So you had a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Is there any music that I need to play for the public service announcement?
No. Have you got anything Japanese?
I do. Here we go.
Sounding.
There you go.
Japan's habitual New Year's. New Year killer has struck again.
Yes.
After 9 people were reported to have died in recent days from choking on rice cakes.
Rice cakes.
Mochi, which is a glutinous cake of pounded rice, are traditionally eaten in vast quantities over the holidays, usually in soup or toasted and served with sweet soy sauce and wrapped in dried seaweed. Mm-hmm. Several people die eating the starchy delicacy every January, but this year the number is particularly high.
Particularly high.
Every year, Japan's emergency services warn people to cut the mochi into bite-sized pieces.
Please.
Before serving them.
Why didn't we should have, this is a service announcement we should have made before New Year's.
They add that mochi should never be eaten alone.
You should never eat mochi alone. What would be a good public service announcement music? What would that be? Let's see.
I'm sure you have something.
Maybe some John Tesh or something. Let's see. So we went with some kind of John Tesh stuff here. Let's see.
Can you just imagine the Japanese news broadcast where they say something that you eat
here we go.
New Year's Eve could kill you.
Hi, I'm Daniel Brewer from TI Plus. I'd like to remind you, if you're going to eat mochi during the New Year's season, you cut it into small pieces. You could just save a life. There you go.
And that's their news. Again, that's their punch. That's what's it called? Where they, the news, they try to tell you something really scary.
Uh-huh.
So you'll tune in at 10.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what they must do in Japan.
Okay, great.
That's the news.
That's the news. And that's the news, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's what it is.
The news.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Have that in another language?
Well, here in Spanish. This is the birthday segment. It's the segment of the show where Adam will play me some kind of musical cue of somebody's birthday, and I will use the power of deduction and trivia. I will call upon the powers of trivia and deduction in order to tell him whose birthday it is.
And usually Mike Lawson's
Mike Lawson does a much better job, apparently, than I do.
Whatever, or a little bit better than yours. Okay.
Very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in Mike Lawson, by the way.
Okay, well, you can tell me about that after the birthday segment.
Okay, great.
Here is the first one.
Here's the first one. I believe this is the theme to the Newlywed Game.
Yes, it is. And here is the person.
25-point boner. Girls, on what night of the week?
Did he say boner?
He did.
All right, so this is not Chuck Woolery. This is the original host of the Newlywed Show. Is it
25-point boner? Girls, on what night of the week?
Is it Bob Eubanks?
It is Bob Eubanks.
Yay, it's Bob Eubanks. Great.
He was also, this was not a recognizable theme song, so I didn't play it, but he was also one of the hosts of Card Sharks.
Oh, Fatty would have gotten that one.
And there are a couple other game shows that are less known that he was also.
You know how like people have like weird fetishes and stuff like that? Fatty's like has game show fetishes. Like he will play like theme songs to game shows while he's having sex.
You know, that's so funny because I
ask Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, who has roomed with him many times, hears all the theme songs going.
One of the hosts on the technology network that we listen to,
yes,
wrote all of the match game.
Really?
Stuff.
Is it Father
Dick
Father,
DiBartolo?
Is it Father Robert Ballister? Oh, Dick,
no.
Dick DiBartolo, Mad's maddest writer. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Adam. I meant to put this on the Trello and I didn't. So just as an aside here, I know we're in the middle of the birthday segment, but I'll forget this if I don't say this one. Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody ever talks because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show, and he's like, "Well, I gotta play. I can't play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty." It's like it's the only thing he ever had. He because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
Yeah. Every month, I think. I make resolutions at the first of every month.
All right. They're the first of the month. They're the first of the month revolutions.
Right.
We're doing the shoot for the book. Now, we're day 7. It's a 10-day shoot. We've done so far, I'd say, 80 rolls of film, just about 3,000 pictures. Yeah, so we're all feeling a bit frazzled. This is why I have to comb my hair for a week.
All right, so is it this person that's talking?
It is.
So it's some kind of British model.
Let me rewind it, because if you listen to what she says at the beginning, it'll be a little more obvious. After this music.
The truth is, I love good food, and lots of it, at any time. But I know, too, that at the end of a long day, cooking can seem just like another exhausting chore.
Oh, is it Adele?
Sort of simple food.
Adele?
Well, she likes food.
On those days.
No.
Oh.
Here's another thing.
Well, clearly it's a...
I am cooking on the taste.
It is by far one of the toughest and most intense competitions in the world.
Yeah, okay, so it's a chef.
The taste pertains to my life.
It's a chef.
I don't know if I would call her a chef.
Oh, she's a cook.
Necessarily. A cookbook author and television personality.
See, I'm no good at the British cooks. I don't know.
Loved her show, though. It was like my favorite cooking show.
British people just can't cook. They have crap food.
And, well, I'll just tell you then. Anybody in the chat room? I don't think anybody in the chat room.
Someone is guessing one of the two fat sisters. Dr.
No,
Wesley
not.
Stone is guessing one of them.
It's Nigella Lawson.
Is it any relation to Mike?
No, I don't think so. I've never asked. Nigella Lawson, and she is a... Let me tell you something about Nigella Lawson.
By the way, those are the they weren't actually sisters, Dr. Stone. They were the two fat ladies. I don't think they were actually sisters, though.
Nigella Lawson, she is a judge and a competitor on this new show called The Taste.
It's the most competitive competition that I've ever heard.
Right. It's on its like third season now, so I can't really call it. But here's the problem.
Here's the problem.
They've got her, who is a British, well-off woman who writes cookbooks.
Yes.
And is a home cook.
Yes.
Against three chefs.
Mm-hmm.
She picks the most horrible people to be on her team.
Right. She picks the people that cook like the hamburgers and the hot dogs.
Right. And then she's a horrible coach because she's not a chef.
Yes.
They have four competitors. It bugs me because I love Nigella Lawson. The first four episodes are just them weeding out Nigella's competitors.
She's kind of like Christina Aguilera on The Voice.
Yeah, kind of.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. Okay.
It's
great.
Ridiculous.
Got it. All right. Moving along.
Okay. So anyway, Nigella Lawson is, she is 55.
Yeah, we don't care.
She looks good for 55. Okay.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Scott! SpongeBob SquarePants. All right, so clearly this is the theme song to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a very hard one, but I know...
You know.
...that you have a thing for voiceover people. So...
Or to the original.
It's going to be this voice that's coming up right now.
Not fair! Krabs is being interviewed by Perch Perkins, and I've never even had one customer!
Is it Tom Kenny?
It is not.
Okay, because chat room said that, and I just wanted to clear that
this,
up. It's the guy that does the voice of Patrick, right?
No, that's Plankton.
Plankton, okay.
It's the little amoeba.
Okay.
So this is a writer of one of the writers of SpongeBob and a voice of Plankton and Mr. Lobster,
okay.
Or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought you might because it was a voice person.
No, who is
he? He goes by Mr. Lawrence.
Mr. Lawrence?
That's what he goes by.
Hmm. Mysterious mystery. Is it Auntie Vera? Is that Auntie Vera's super secret identity?
I don't know. I've never seen Auntie Vera.
Mr. Lawrence.
Well, yes, I have.
Maybe if somebody wants to call in to Vera's show and just like drop like lobster and plankton, you know, hints in your like call in to ask Auntie Vera. It's like, Auntie Vera, what is it that whales eat? You know, when they go, I can't think of what it is, those little things that the whales eat when they're like, you know, just scooping around and
right.
In the thing. What is that they eat? Also, and a completely unrelated question, you know, if Mrs. Lobster were to get married, what would her husband's name be?
Anyway.
Didn't you say Mr. Lobster? No.
And he's 46.
He's 46. Right, then it's definitely not Vera.
And here is the last one.
I promised my crew a long time ago I'd keep them
that
alive.
That is an ad.
That is, he promised his crew a long time ago that
he'd
keep them alive.
Let's play this one.
Now this is the... This is the Sugar Hill Gang, and this is Rapper's Delight.
It is.
So is it one of the three rappers that is...
I certainly hope this person is a rapper in this song.
Okay, so it's either Wonder Mike... Is it Wonder Mike, or is it...
Okay, if I said who would be considered the leader of the Sugar Hill Gang?
Wonder Mike. His name
no.
is...
No.
Really?
Well, maybe it is. I know nothing about this.
He was
but
always
I,
the one that started it, and then the one that was after him was... yeah, that guy. And then there's a third verse. Yeah, there's like 16 versions of this song. Some of them are like 80 hours long.
Well, you're probably not going to get it, and I don't know much about rap,
but
when I was researching
this... Mike Lawson is so much better at this than I am.
Yes. Grandmaster Flash.
No, Grandmaster Flash was not in the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, was he not? I was completely wrong then?
I'm going to Google it right now. I'm fairly sure that Grandmaster Flash is not in the Sugar Hill Gang. Let's see. He was in the music group The Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Well, on YouTube, when you look for Grandmaster Flash, the Sugar Hill Gang comes up.
Let's
okay, that was an Adam fail. You should give me a buzzer then.
Mm-hmm, let's see.
He's 57.
Yeah, he was not in the... there was a... he. Yeah, no, he was not in the Sugar Hill Gang. He was on the Sugar Hill Records label. So there you go. Maybe he was... The Furious Five, and it says he was in the Sugar Hill Gang. So
okay.
Maybe he was.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, it was his birthday.
Well, there you go. All right, great. Whew, that was...
Those black people don't crack.
That was fun. Wow. Really? You're just gonna throw that out there?
That's what I've heard.
That's what we're going to leave on here.
He's 57. He doesn't look 57.
Incredibly racist comment. All right, so happy birthday to from Pride 48. Happy birthday to Ted Campbell, Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin, and then we have a bunch coming up next week that haven't happened yet. So we only talk about the ones that have happened. And so happy birthday from us to you. Anal cancer.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
Excellent. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cough like that.
I'm just looking at this Fiverr.com. It's so cheap. I just want to pay people to do random crap.
We can talk about Fiverr in just a minute. Let's see. I don't know. What is it you want it to? What? Why?
I don't know. I heard about this website on the Catching Up podcast today.
Maybe. Oh, I haven't listened to that. I don't listen to that show anymore. Anyway, maybe Carrie can come on next week and fill in for me.
Well, maybe so.
Carrie will save us.
If I have a voice.
She can come on and fill in for us.
Save the show. Yep.
Yep. Listen, we have a voicemail. But before we get to that voicemail, because I know, you know, we don't want to do this. We don't want to like carry them over or anything like that. I just want to, we have three more death phone calls. Let's just get those right out of the way. We won't even play the rings.
That was a lot.
We won't even play the rings for them. Let's just do it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. First of all, Happy New Year. And my New Year's resolution is the death of day. Number one, Christine Cavanaugh, who, voice actor. Voiced Babe from Babe Pig in the City and also Chucky on Rugrats, dead at 51. Bye.
All right. So I wouldn't have given it to you until you said Chucky on Rugrats, because if you tell someone that Chucky from Rugrats died, then they would know who you're talking about. All right. And let's go to the next one here. What was that? There was a weird buzz there on the back of his thing. Don't you think? All right. Let's see this.
Hello, Celebrity Death Zone. This is Spanky the Arthur, and I am just calling to let you know that Carol Lombard, American actress from To Be or Not To Be, has died. It was a plane crash, and she was only 33.
33.
Very sad. All right, bye.
All right, there you go. And Matt, thank you for telling us who you are that time.
Yeah,
and of course, you get a point for that. All right, and then our final death call for the week goes to...
Yeah, hi guys, Archie Cruiser for the Death of Day phone. Bess Meyerson, first Jewish Miss America, political force in New York, and all-round crazy bitch by the sound of things, dead at 19. Bye.
First Jewish Miss America.
I think you missed one.
First Jewish Miss America? No, I didn't. I played TJ, and then I played Christine, Carol, and Bess.
What about Ellie Mae? Donna?
We already played. I see how it has that orange button on it. It has that orange line on it. It's already been played.
Oh, who won?
Whoever it was that had it. RT Cruiser and Danbury. You were looking up something at the time. But, you know, it's RT Cruiser and Danbury that went. Wow, that was really fun. Now let's go to our actual voicemail that we have this week. And that comes in, of course, from the little Aussie Battler.
It's not really, but I wanted to play it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, g'day, guys. It's RT Cruiser here. Just ringing the Celebrity Death Phone to say that I can't remember her name. What is it? That chick from Beverly Hillbillies, the young one that played the blonde. Mary Jane Clampett, Mary Lou Clampett, Beth Clampett,
Ellie Mae,
Mary Adam Clampett. No, I don't know. Anyway, she's dead. She's dead, and I'm sure I'm the first person. This is RT Cruiser from Australia calling. Bye. I'm so glad Adam didn't wear his hat in that picture with mittens.
Oh, see? It's Ellie Mae Clampett, and it was Donna Douglas and the other RT Cruiser. Never mind. It's all right. RT Cruiser did win that one.
So. It is. I do want to say, though, the only person mimicking RT Cruiser that actually comes close to having the same accent
is who?
The person that just called in.
Who is that? I don't know who that was.
Oh, well, that was Scotty.
Those are all the voicemails and the emails that we have this week. So let's not create a technical foul like we did last time. Let's 3, 2, 1. Get us out of that. So what was it? There was something we were pushing off and we were going to talk about later, and then I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
Something about we weren't going to talk about it in the birthday segment.
I don't remember what it was now.
Probably Mike Lawson.
Oh, yeah, it was. You said you had to say something about Mike Lawson.
No, I'm just saying I was very disappointed in Mike Lawson. That's all. Just very disappointed in him. So.
Well, there are lots of things to be disappointed in Mike Lawson for. Was there anything in specific?
Oh, no. On that last, not apparently the latest episode of Catching Up, but the episode before that, I believe Mike Lawson made some comment about, well, if I would have said that the Queen of England owned the Niagara Falls, he wouldn't have fact-checked me, right? Implying somehow that I was just, you know, singling out Joey as you know, fact-checking. And it was just kind of like, that really kind of disappointed me there, because it's kind of like, you know what, Mike Lawson? Now, if I may address you directly, Mike Lawson from the Catching Up Podcast. You know what, Mike Lawson? If you had said something as asinine as the Queen of England owned Niagara Falls, yeah, I would have fact-checked you. But that's irrelevant. The point of it is that the joke on your show is that Joey knows everything and that he's a know-it-all and doesn't actually know everything. So it's kind of like it fits into that motif for me to make a comment like, oh, why didn't anyone fact-check that? Which is like kind of the comment that I made is like a simple Google search would say that's not true, which was something that you and Joe make jokes about him knowing shit all the time. So I was just going along with the joke, which I kind of am disappointed that you kind of didn't get there. You just kind of like jumped right over that and just kind of assumed that, you know, that I was just doing it just for shits and giggles. So anyway, there you go. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes your sense of humor is just so much more developed.
It's not. It was bad. It's toilet humor, right? I was just going along with the joke. I just apparently, you just can't win for losing. Anyway, what was the thing that I was going to do? I don't remember what it was. Oh, you know what? A special thank you. I got to say this. This is, all kidding aside and whatever. A very special thank you for Big Fatty for coming up and spending several days with us up here. I dearly love Big Fatty. I enjoy spending time with him. I miss not living, in South Carolina where we could get together more often. So when I do get to spend time with him, I really do enjoy it. I enjoy him and I enjoy, it was just great to have him here. So.
Well, I'm sure, you know, he's really fun. Fat in the Country is really fun. So I just bet that when it's really fun, when Fat in the City.
Really? That's what you're going. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. What was that look?
I'm sorry, I apologize. You
lifted your head skyward with your shoulders shrugged. As to
not
say,
grammatically correct.
Oh, Lord, please forgive me for that joke.
I have half a vocal cord right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you for sticking with us with your ruined vocal cords. It is appreciated.
I feel like Mariah Carey.
You too. You know what? Yeah, here's the thing. I'm sure that Ed and Mark will probably isolate the audio of you on this show and make fun of it just like they did of Mariah. And Yeah, that's what it is. You know, I'm kidding. They probably won't. Anyway, all right. So we'll try this again next week. And then hopefully we'll get better after that. So good night, Chad.
Hopefully. Night, David.